Good evening. So we're learning some of the Hilchos Kiddush, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins the following, that we know that Kiddush is a mitzvah zaseh shazman grama, so therefore we'd theoretically assume that women should be exempt from Kiddush. Nevertheless, says the Shulchan Aruch, women are chayavos b'kiddush, even though it's mitzvah zaseh shazman grama. Why? Because iskash zachar l'shamar, in the first set of Aseres HaDibros, it says zachar es yom ha-shabbos, and the second says shamar es yom ha-shabbos. And women are obviously obligated in the Shomer, in the negative, in the low sases, in the Isra Malachas. Therefore, they're equally obligated in the Zechira, in the mitzvah of Kiddush. And because of that, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a woman can 100% be motzi, since a woman is chayavos, chayavos midaraisa, a woman can be motzi, a man in Kiddush. There's no question about that. The Mishnah Brura raises the following question. What about a katan? Well, a katan is only chayav midrabbana, so of course a katan can't be motzi a woman. What about the following? And this you could very much see being the case, and it's an interesting ha'ara that the Mishnah Brura points out. What happens if there is a single mother, an almana, a grusha, whatever the situation is, and she has little kids, a little boy, a young boy, and the boy gets older, finally he becomes a bar mitzvah. So theoretically we'd assume, okay, now the boy is a bar mitzvah, so he's chayav midaraisa. Finally, there could be a man in the house to make Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Brura, not so fast. Why? Isn't he bar mitzvah? He's 13 years old, and therefore he's chayav midaraisa, his mother's chayav midaraisa, let him be motzi his mother. Well, why is he chayav midaraisa? Because he's bar mitzvah. Wait a second. 13 doesn't necessarily mean you're bar mitzvah. 13 means if you have siman, if you have shtei tzairis, then you're a bar mitzvah. So for dinim derabbanan, we assume, based on a chazaka, we assume most 13-year-old boys have shtei tzairis. But for mitzvah d'oraisa, for example, like leading parashas zachar, or for kiddush, for example, kiddush, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, we're not going to rely on the chazaka that a stam 13-year-old boy has shtei tzairis, and we would wait until the boy looks like he needs to shave, which would indicate that he is definitely a bar mitzvah mida araisa. And therefore, just because the boy turned 13, if he's a young-looking kid, so we will not let him be motzi his mother. They might have to wait till he's 13 and a half, or maybe even 14, until he could be motzi his mother. That could obviously lead to a little bit of an awkward conversation, but that is the halacha. But there's one interesting leniency that the Mishnah Brura is willing to go. Yeah?
Can he be motzi himself?
Yes, he could be motzi himself, because whatever he is, he is. If he's a derabbanan, then he's motzi himself. His chiyuv is only derabbanan, so his chiyuv derabbanan. We motzi his chiyuv derabbanan. If he's mechuyim midaraisa, so he's chiyuv derabbanan. Could be motzi his chiyuv derabbanan. So either way, he could do himself. Could he be motzi another 13-year-old of his same age? Mishnah Brura asks you a question. Let's say you have a bar mitzvah boy, and his friend in shir in class in seventh grade became a bar mitzvah last week. The two of them are at Kiddush Friday night together. Could one be motzi the other? Says Mishnah Brura.
No.
Because maybe the one that's making the Kiddush is not bar mitzvah midaraisa, he doesn't have shtei tzairis, and the other one who he's being motzi is.
But it's not a suffix. Why doesn't he just declare what he is?
We don't like checking. If we would check, yeah, if he goes to the doctor and gets a doctor's note, then you're right, we can. But it's just not so pleasant to, you know.
But it's not a real suffix.
I don't want to call it a suffix. I want to call it a... it is a suffix. It's a chazaka. There's a chazaka de Rava, I think. Chazaka de Rava, de Rabba? Rabba? Chazaka de Rava, that we assume that if Stam Ben Yud Gimel has Shtei Tzairis. One last point that the Mishnah Brura raised, which is a fascinating point. If you remember last week, we talked about the possibility of a person who already davened Mariv Friday night. Once they davened Shemona Esrei, the Magen Avraham put forth that they fulfilled their mitzvah d'oraisa, and when they come home to make Kiddush al hakos at the Seudah, they're only chayav midrabbanan. The Mishnah Brura and the Be'er Halacha did not like the Magen Avraham. They felt that the tefillah during Shemona Esrei and the davening is not really a good way to be yotz midaraisa. You're probably still chayav d'oraisa, but that was the opinion of the Magen Avraham. According to that Magen Avraham, if you daven Mariv, let's say, for example, the woman, while she lit candles, she stayed at home, and she davened Mariv, as many women do Friday night. Now she's only mechuyaves mida rabbanon, because she fulfilled her mitzvah d'oraisa. So now theoretically, her 10-year-old son, her 11-year-old son, could be motzi her, right? He's chayav midor rabbanan. She's only mechiyavis midor rabbanan after she davened Shemona Esrei. So the Mishmur says, I don't like to rely that having said Shemona Esrei is yotzei your mitzvah midor raisa. I don't like to rely on that. However, what happens if it's not her 10, 11, or 12-year-old son, but it's her 13-year-old son on the Shabbos of his bar mitzvah, or a week or two after his bar mitzvah? So really, you have a double case to make. On one hand, the Magen Avraham, not on the one hand, both on the same hand, the Magen Avraham says that once she davened Shemona Esrei, she's only mechiyav es midor rabbanan anyway. You and I don't like to rely on that Magen Avraham? Well, anyway, there is a chazaka that we rely on, certainly for the rabbanans, but there's a chazaka that once a boy is 13 years old, he has already brought Shtei Sairis. So there's a good chance that he's indeed a bar mitzvah. So if you have both of these two things, you know, the stars are all aligning. You have both of these things coming together. You have the fact that the Magen Avraham says that once she davened Shemona Esrei, she's only mechiyavis midor rabbanan. And you have the fact that once he turned 13 years old, he's probably a gadol. When those come together, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can rely, she would be, if she davened Shemona Esrei already in Mariv, and her son comes home from shul, her 13-year-old son comes home, the Shabbos is bar mitzvah, the Shabbos or two after his bar mitzvah, she can be yotzei with him if she already davened Mariv.